So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Zegitech emati, Zegitech mechelize, Zegitech lacharmisa, loya maklum. If a person gives his wife a get, only so that if he dies, she should not fall to Yibim. And he stated, this is your get emesi if I die, or this is your get mechelize from this sickness and on, or this is your get lacharmisa after I die. Even if he does die, the get is not valid, because in get lacharmisa, a get cannot take effect after his death. However, mehayoyim imati, me'achshev imesi, hariz a get. If he states, this is your get from today imesi, or from now imesi, the get is valid because the get takes effect retroactively from when he gave it to her and he was still alive. As the Gemara explains, imesi shtei l'shoynes mashma. The words imesi can be understood two ways, either as me'achshev, from now, or la'achar misa, after his death. Therefore, if imesi is preceded by mehayoyim, as in the Sefer, it implies me'achshav, and therefore hariz a get. But if he states imesi alone, as in the Resha, it implies lachar misa, and therefore lo yamaklum. The Mishnah continues, however, mehayoyim lachar misa, get ve'in a get. If he states this is your get from today and after I die, the get is questionable, because as Rashi explains, the words lachar misa have only one understanding, and even if it was preceded by mehayoyim, it implies lachar misa. However, there is a suffix as to why he mentioned the two contradicting terms, mehayoyim and lachar misa. We could say, tenahava, he intended lachar misa merely as a stipulation that the get take effect mehayoyim today, retroactively, if lachar misa, if and when he dies, and therefore hariz a get. Or chazarahava, he first intended for mehayoyim, but then he retracted, and he wants the get to take effect only lachar misa, and therefore ain't a get. Since it's a suffix, we must rule l'chumra. Ve'emeis chaletzis v'lei misyabemis. If he dies, she may not perform yibim because perhaps it was a get, but she must perform chalitza because perhaps it was not a get. The Gemara cites Rav Huna, who says regarding the first case of the Reisha, ze gitich emeisi lo amaklum, Rav Huna adds, v'chaletzis. If he dies, she may not perform yibim but requires chalitza. Although the Mishnah states lo amaklum, which implies that she does even perform Yibum, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah's halacha is actually a machlokes Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Huda in Masechta Bava Vasra regarding Hakosin Nechas of Levanov, Tzarch Sheyichtiv Mahayoyim Lachar Misa, Divrei Rabbi Huda. If a person signs away his assets to his sons, Rabbi Huda says that he must include in the shtar both Mahayoyim from today and Lachar Misa from when I die, which is interpreted as Kufo Koni Mahayoyim Uper Lachar Misa. They acquire the actual field today, but they get the fruits only after the father dies. However, Rashi explains that if he does not include mehayoyim, have a matana la'achar misa. The sons do not acquire even the field because a matana cannot take effect after misa. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, ein litzarach, he does not need to include mehayoyim, and it is sufficient if he writes only la'achar misa, because manu shel shtar mechir chalav. The date of the shtar is proof that he does intend for a matana mehayoyim. Because had he intended only for a matan al-achar misa, then there would be no need for the current date. Accordingly, in our Mishnah's first case of Zegitich Emesi, Rabbi Yisi holds, hariz a get, this is a get vaday, a definite get, and therefore she does not even require chalitza, and certainly she does not perform yibum, because manu mechichalav, the date in the get is proof that he intended for a get, mehayoyim. And this is considered as if he had stated both mehayoyim and emesi, in which the Mishnah rules, hariz a get. This is definitely not a get, and therefore she may even perform yibum, and certainly requires chalitza because he did not specify mahayim, and we do not say zmanoi mechiyichalav, and ve'en get lachar misa. Rav Huna, however, rules v'chaylatzis. This is a questionable get because he does concur with Reb Yisi that we do say zmanoi mechiyichalav. However, mesafkele I halachik Reb Yisi bal peh. Rav Huna was not sure whether the halacha follows Rabbi Yisi even in this case, in which only the zman was written in the get, while emesi was stated orally. Or the halacha follows Rabbi Yisi only when both the zman and the words la'achar misa were written into the shtar. However, in this case, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yisi. Rashi explains this distinction as follows. If emesi is also written in the get, it is certainly understood as a t'nai. He wants the get to take effect retroactively, mehayoyim, on the condition of emesi. If he dies. However, if emesi is not written into the get, he merely said it at the time he gave the get, it can be possibly be understood as a chazara, a retraction. He changed his mind and does not want it to take effect mehayoyim, but only emesi when he dies. However, that cannot be because ain't get la acher misa. Ikad masnin la aseifa. The Gemara mentions yet a second version that Rav Huna refers to the Mishnah's second case of zegitech la acher misa lo amaklum. Am Rav Huna uladiv Reb Yisi chaylatzis. Reb Yisi holds this is a questionable get because mani mechichalav. And therefore, this is considered as if he had stated both mehayim ula acha misa, regarding which the Mishnah rules get ve'ena get because misafkele itna hava ichazar hava. While the Chacham in our Mishnah hold loyer maklum, this is definitely not a get, and therefore she may even perform yibim because he did not specify mehayim, and we do not say zmane mechiyachalav and ve'en get la acha misa. But Rabbi Yisi and the Chacham do agree in the Sefer that if he states mehayim ula acha misa get ve'ena get, this is a questionable get, because Masafkele itna hava oichazar hava. The Gemara, however, cites a brisa in which Rebbe disagrees and holds Mahayom la'acha misa keze get. This is a vada get, and therefore she does not even require chalitza because tuna hava.